Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers takes first base on ball four. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Akers. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Akers steals second. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easterling. Krause reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. Krause drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hargrave out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers misplays the ball. That's an error on Akers. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Krause and he is safe. McManus steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Watwood. McManus scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Akers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Akers reaches third base with a triple. Stone goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-1 in the game. Easterling hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood strikes out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards third. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Akers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-2 in the game. Easterling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Whitehill reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. Whitehill moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Walsh covering, for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Akers. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-3 in the game. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-4 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Red Barnes pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. Barnes reaches third base with a triple. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Tigers. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.